podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
We all heard about the Ashley Madison website for cheaters, right? But there are other websites out there just like that, and organizations. There's one in particular that their main job is just to set up rich guys with young women who are looking for, quote, sugar daddies. And then they match these people up. And the women say, yes, I want a sugar daddy. And the old guy comes forward and says, yes, I like this one. I like this one. I like this one. So what they did, Emily, is they took a survey. They wanted to find what went into building the perfect mistress.
Is this physically or spiritually?
Spiritual.
Come on now.
Yes, when I'm searching for a mistress, I really want them to be spiritually connected.
Right. You know, like, do they have to have a dream catcher, or is that a criteria?
No, but I will say that one of the things on here was that they do yoga. Is that...
Okay.
But I think that somewhat might just be for the flexibility element.
Sure. Right.
I don't think that has anything to do with their soul.
Nice butts on those yogis.
So, are you curious? I've been reading the list, and there might be two areas that you fit in out of all of them.
For shame, am I not to be a fine mistress for an old rich man? Oh, no.
You have to be between 26 and 32 years old.
Drat.
How about this?
You're out.
For one of the first times ever since she's been on this show, Emily is too old for something. That has never happened before on this show.
You don't look 45, though.
You need to be blonde. Okay. You need to have green eyes.
Hey, I got that. Okay, I got one.
You got one. Breast size.
None
what
yet.
They're looking for. They're specific here.
There's like a cup?
There's everything. 32D. Is considered the perfect.
That's it, huh? All right.
Very tight and... Okay, what's next?
Athletic body, non-smoker, social drinker who does yoga.
That's a pretty good scorecard there.
So generic.
It's fairly
really
close to my wife, honestly.
Is
really,
it?
Really, if you'll go down it. Except she's not... She's, what, 33? Same age as you.
She's too old, too, but she's got the blonde hair. Does she have green eyes?
Yeah.
She has blue eyes.
No.
She has an athletic body.
She's got green eyes, doesn't she?
She has blue eyes. But no. I think her yoga butt will make up for her eyes.
Rewind. Are you saying that you know his wife's eye color better than he does?
I think that's what I'm saying.
I got to look her up on Facebook.
Can I be honest with you? It's one of the last things I ever noticed.
Yeah,
about
I don't
somebody.
Know.
I don't.
Really? The windows to the soul?
Mm-hmm. You could ask me eye color for a lot of the women that I've dated, and I'd have to really think hard about it. And it's not that I'm not paying attention to them. That's not the kind of stuff that registers with me.
Ah, she's got green eyes.
They're blue. Wait, she's gonna text you in T-minus 13 seconds.
Green.
And she's...
I'm just sitting here having this discussion with Emily during the commercial break, and I said, you know, I just don't think that I would make a good sugar daddy, but no, actually, maybe I would. And I started thinking about it, and then suddenly Emily pipes in, and you're just ripping on me.
Well, this is a very good thing, you ridiculous man.
Why, what are you talking about?
No, you wouldn't be. Are you offended that I think you wouldn't make a good sugar daddy? Your arms are crossed. You have your pouty Dom face on.
Aww.
No, it's because I'm a little surprised at myself that I am.
See,
offended by
yes, this is so stupid.
It's not like I want to walk down the street and say, hey, everybody, I'd make a badass sugar daddy. I don't know that I want to do that.
B-A-S-D.
Right. But at the same time, I think it's any time you're told by somebody that you wouldn't be good at something that you suddenly take it as an insult. It's like, well, why wouldn't I?
You want to prove them wrong.
Yeah,
right.
Why wouldn't I make a good sugar daddy? I'm a good listener. I'm a good companion. I like to take ladies out to nice dinners.
Yeah.
You have a nice car.
You would make it rain on those little whores. But here's the thing. The type of girl who is going to the 5'7" yoga 32D blonde hair green eyed woman that signs up for this, she doesn't know how to read a book. She doesn't care about the presidential election, she doesn't understand that Mars is a planet and we actually have communicating with a device.
How do you know that, though?
Yeah, that's a terrible, terrible stereotype.
So is stereotyping women smart with being with sugar daddies.
No, I'm saying, why couldn't a woman who is brilliant still want to be with a sugar daddy?
Because a woman who is brilliant and wants a sugar daddy doesn't need to go on a website to get one.
Maybe not on a website, but at the same time, look, I would not turn down the idea of a sugar mama for me.
Me too.
I consider myself relatively intelligent and successful, but if some sugar mama came along, she's like, you know what? You don't have to work anymore. I'm going to take care of you. We're going to go to Greece. We're going to go to Italy. We're going to do this. We're
going to be like, okay.
And I would probably be like, you know what? I'm all right with that. Now, when I was 25, 35, probably no.
Sure.
But now I'm at that stage in my life where I'm like, look, if somebody wants to take care of me now.
Yeah, you've worked hard right. for many years.
That's fine. You know, that would be my pension.
And I'm okay with that. I love it if a woman
and
says...
And squeezing.
Yeah. God. So if a woman wants to go out with an elderly gentleman with money and for one specific reason, all the more power to her. Like, use your sexuality in any way you can.
Right.
But to be born by your mother and say, this is my purpose on this planet, is to just look pretty and find a rich old man. And let me just go on the website to do it, because I don't know how to find a rich old man. She ain't going to be a good conversationalist, and you ain't going to want to be with her.
You don't know that for sure. I think the majority of times you'd be right, but you can't say for sure.
And
we cannot stereotype and say that.
I just did.
If a woman wants to do that. If a woman wants to do that, I'm not going to believe that they automatically don't have a brain in their head. I think that a lot of them do have brains in their head, but they've said, this is what I want in my life.
They created
feeble,
the profile.
Soft little Wonder Bread brains. They are not capable brains. No.
You can't
say that. That's a total generalization.
In this ridiculous conversation that isn't real, yes, I can say
this
that.
This is a real conversation in that it's a possibility that A, I could be a sugar daddy, and B, I could instead go look
for
a sugar mama.
You would be a sugar daddy to a girl who has all of these things and who knows how to carry a conversation.
Yes.
You would not be a sugar daddy to a girl who has all the things
brainless.
On that list. To a girl who, and she watches the Kardashians.
But I'm rejecting.
Yeah, but what if she's smoking hot?
She
puts out every day.
And she enjoys a nice Pinot Noir.
What if I was a sugar daddy to two different women?
how old are you? Come on, let's be real.
The brainless one and
you'd be exhausted.
Conversation. I just want to reject the idea that a woman who wants all of those things can't have a brain. Because
a woman who wants all of those things is not going to be on this, and who is not going to go on a website to do it. She will have the cunning savvy enough to go out to DTC and find one at her own, you know, down in there at Cool River. Okay. I don't know, but I just know.
Yeah, I think about your drink.
Without naming names of establishments, just let me say this. There are some of the places that you are referring to, like that place, where there's no difference between the people who are there and a website.
Does it rhyme with
right,
smell
just lining
Liscos?
Up,
it is like
just waiting to be clicked on.
Okay, Elways. Okay, if you go to the bar, if you go to the bar at Elways, it is no different than an online
it's
site.
It's just a lineup and you take your pick.
It's just that you get to see them in person rather than a profile picture, but it's the same thing that's going on.
So they know how to carry on a conversation. Is that what you're saying? That the ladies at these establishments,
they Ubered themselves.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.